Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on government's efforts to achieve Atmanirbharta in the defense sector. The participants are Air Vice Marshal S.J. Nanotkar, defense analyst, and Ajay Banerjee, journalist.
Good evening. We are talking about the self-reliance aspect of the Indian Defense Ministry's target of being self-reliant in all kinds of weapons, equipments and other aspects. Allocation for the defense budget in the general budget was around 6.81 lakh crores, which I'll just read off the numbers to our guest Nanotkar sir. Nanotkar sir, these numbers are very important because it is also a 9.53% increase over the last year, and it also forms around 13% of the country's budgetary spending. Now, I'll not go into greater numbers. We'll discuss that during the program. Sir, there's a focus on modernization, including acquisition of planes, warships, submarines, guns, tanks and UAVs. We have around 60 warships at the moment under construction, and domestic assembly lines are making fighter jets, helicopters and artillery guns, and also rifles. Nanotkar sir, how do you see this budget? Self-reliance, our industries, how do our domestic industries fit into the picture? Are they doing enough? Do they need to do more?
Yeah, thank you, Ajay. It's a very loaded question that you have asked. When we talk in terms of 9.53% increase, it is, I think, to my mind, to every defense expert, this increase is definitely not adequate, but yes, there is some change. Now, coming to the figures that you spoke, and you spoke about modernization of all the three services, I would here add the paramilitary forces too, because they too need modernization, which is long outstanding pending issue. So if we see the overall allocation vis-a-vis what is, you know, baggage from the past, even if we talk in terms of last 10, 15 years, 20 years, I think this is not going to be adequate, and we need to do more. Because if I was to just talk about Air Force alone, we have seen that what we set ourselves a target for 124 fighters, which was bare minimum requirement, not adequate to fill up the numbers of 42 fighter squadrons requirement, but whatever was being phased out and we had to fill those gaps, that itself, I think we stopped at 36, and thereafter we were hoping like hell that Tejas will, to a certain extent, that is LCA, LCA Mark, two will fill up few gaps, not happening. AMCA, which is a fifth generation fighter that we are trying to develop, on track in terms of timelines and progress. So all in all, if you see, there is much more requirement, I'm sure, from other two services also, in terms of warships, the submarines, and also the weapon systems associated with other things. Our talk in terms of communication requirements, integrated communication requirement, talk in terms of space-based systems for communication. So all these things, if you are going to put into the same basket, I think 9.53 is less. Whatever is come as addition is always welcome.
Nanotkar sir, again, for our listeners, very important numbers. The capital spend, that is the capital spend, is 1.80 lakh crores. Now, to explain to our listeners, capital spend is meant for buying new equipment, building new critical infrastructure. Of this capital spend, importantly, Nanotkar sir, the government has allocated a sum of 1.11 lakh crores approximately, which will go only towards getting equipment, weapons and services, infrastructure assets from domestic companies. Now, a large chunk of the capital will go to the domestic industry. Is this the right direction of Atmanirbhar Bharat as elucidated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi? Or you think this number among the capital, our percentages, especially I will take you to fighter engine jets or fighter engines and also engines for the marine engines. These two aspects remain away from our technology so far. Two parts to the question, sir. Domestic, is it enough, this number? And also the engines part, sir.
Domestic, both private, public sector is striving hard to produce as much as we can. Whether this number is adequate, once again, I will say that I don't think it is adequate, because, see, I took the example of only fighters, but like Tatas are producing CE-295, and that is just the agro replacement. But if you see now, N-32 is also phasing out slowly. That's the main workhorse. So there is a requirement there. Helicopters, yes, the numbers are increasing, but are they adequate? The answer is no. So that means we need to increase the production. Now the production, all these categories have to increase. There is a requirement to allocate budget, and also private sector companies are supposed to boost in this direction. So you talk about guns, you talk about other equipment for army and also to navy. All in all, things in right direction, but adequacy, I think it is inadequate. But yes, it will give a boost to indigenization. It will definitely give a boost to small companies which are coming out with solutions, services required for present and future. So it will give a boost to them. But there are many other factors, Ajay. It is just not money. There are other policy changes also need to be brought in if we have to really accelerate indigenization. To give you a small example, I spoke about engine. I will come to the engine specific. You know, last 20 years, we are struggling to do LP turbine blade of a Jaguar engine. And we have just succeeded recently. Why? Because of our procedural delays, our policies that were not falling in place. And therefore, all these delays have taken place. As far as the aero engine is concerned, long outstanding issue. I think we are still struggling. I won't say cross the speed breaker. And, you know, nobody is going to part with the technology like engine technology so easily. We tried at various forums. We have tried in various directions. We went to Safran. We went to GE. We have tried. Of course, I will not talk about Kaveri at all. JTRE has been trying for last 35 years, not succeeded the way we expected it to succeed. So I think allocation is one aspect. There are other question marks which we need to resolve alongside. A few policy changes still are expected if we have to really move fast in this direction.
Nanotka, sir, the budget also spoke about Atmanirbharta and critical technologies. I'll just name a few that the MOD will plan to venture out to new domains such as cyber, space, emerging technologies, including artificial intelligence, machine learning, and robotics. Now, sir, we all know that the space sector, last 4 or 5 years, we have a dedicated unit looking after it. Cyber also, we have a small little unit looking after it. What about the emerging technologies, artificial intelligence, machine learning, robotics? These are big words in today's world. How do they fit into the military domain? What we be doing in future on these?
Around 12 onwards, I think we started working on these domains in terms of military. We wanted cyber command, space command, all these things were started, I remember it, somewhere around 2012 or so. However, we landed up at least doing some start in that direction. We have now division level, you know, activity going on in space, cyber. So if we have to take that forward in real application term, that means right till now, only papers have been written, structures have been formed, people are moving forward, but reality, if we have to get things going, we need to move fast. All those technologies that you mentioned, be it AI, machine learning, other things that you mentioned, all these things, robotics, cyber, you know, related, and many other things which you mentioned also. Those technologies, we have been crying horse for many, many years. However, we were not moving in that direction, probably were taking it easy. And I think our adversaries have shown to us how fast we need to move there. And I think these allocations that you spoke of now in the budget, deraya durustaya, I would say, but it was long outstanding for the services, utility of it by the domestic sector, by whether it is a public sector or a private sector, I think needs handholding in this domain so that the money can be utilized effectively. And more than anything else, the capability that all the three services and the parliamentary forces require in these directions are given to them. You know, robotics alone, if you take just this small segment, I think we need much more. But yes, this is a step in the right direction.
Several of the private companies have been given projects under these, you know, the soup of alphabets called Aditi and IDEX and all that stuff, which has got dedicated technology, targeted technology. Army Design Bureau is doing something, Air Force is doing something, the Navy is doing something, and asking the private companies to give them solutions within India. Those things are actually happening, and a few hundred crores have been allocated and work has been done in that sector. But the DRDO has designed some artillery guns which are doing very well. Another tank has been designed by the DRDO which is doing well. Some more things like a rifle has been done well. Research and development. How far are we in terms of research and development? By far, I mean our focus. The money part, I'll let you to comment how less is the money on research and development. Private sector and public sector. Why is Indian private sector not doing its own R&D in military affairs?
See, private sector, I think, is willing to do R&D. But do they have a surety of orders if they produce something is what the question mark in front of every company today is, that if I'm going to allocate certain funds which are much more than what I have been doing it, particularly related to defense. So this question mark is the one which holds them back. That is one thing. Secondly, when we talk in terms of technology and R&D, both there, they go hand in hand, because advanced technologies in certain cases are available for our private sector to, you know, induct. But then when they implement that technology into productionization of certain things, is there a guarantee of those products that they will be bought? I think there is a little bit of uncertainty there. Because I'll tell you, there are some companies who are doing export and not supplying it to the domestic market. That's one way it is good. that we are exporting. But otherwise, I think our beneficiary should be we more than anybody else in defense sector, particularly if I'm talking about. So from that point of view, people are a little reluctant to invest in R&D as much as they would like to or they should do. So that is one aspect. And the second aspect is that means handholding is required. Policies have to be in place. See the market that is flooded with drones. Every fifth person I speak to is producing some kind of drones. But is there that kind of market for drones in India? There is a question mark. Secondly, if we talk in terms of UAVs alone, are we in a position today to produce male-hail UAVs ourselves? The answer, again, is in question mark. So all these things, if you take into account, I think we have a long way to go. But yes, slowly, there is some kind of progress in these fields, but not adequate to my mind.
Yes, sir, I'll take you on to the Aero India, which starts tomorrow at Bangalore. The defense minister briefed about the Air India. Let's listen to what Rajnath Singh ji has to say about it.
This time as well, we can expect to see remarkable advancement in all facets of defense production in India. Additionally, several new elements have been introduced in this edition, which I will discuss further. I believe that Aero India is not just a showcase of technology and innovation, but it also serves as a source of inspiration for our youth, fostering scientific temperament and a spirit of innovation.
The Defense Minister Rajnath Singh briefed about the Aero India, which is about to start tomorrow morning. Let us listen to Sudhindra, our correspondent's report from Bangalore.
Aero India show has come back to Bengaluru after 2 years. The 5 days flagship event will bring together global industry leaders, government officials, technology experts and defense strategists under one roof. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh, Chief of the Defense Staff, General Anil Chauhan, Air Chief Marshal AP Singh, among other dignitaries, will be here to deepen ties with partner nations in defense production. Defense Ministers Conclave, CEOs Roundtable, IDEX Startup Event and Breathtaking Air Show are the highlights of the event. One more issue that is on everyone's mind is the demand for the fifth generation stealth fighter aircraft for India. The Aeronautical Development Agency, ADA, has been developing the fifth generation advanced medium combat aircraft, AMCA, in collaboration with HAL. This will have advanced stealth features that will make it invisible to the enemy radar. During the Aero Show, Russia is showcasing Su-57 Phalan and USA has displayed its F-35 Lightning for consideration. The discussion is whether India will consider acquiring these assets from abroad or not. Sudhindra, Akashwani News, Bengaluru.
900 exhibitors and 54 original equipment manufacturers, around 52 domestic companies, 78 countries to be representative. And Nanotka sir, you have been a fighter pilot. I'll take you on to the most strategic question being asked everywhere today. The Sukhoi 57 from the Russians and the F-35 from the Americans. Both fifth generation fighter aircraft have landed in Bangalore. They are flying over the skies of Bangalore. Sir, how big is the Air India today? And the presence of these two fighter jets in Bangalore, the two countries we all know don't see eye to eye, but their jets are there in Bangalore, performing right over the skies of Bangalore. How do you see it?
Yeah, the very fact that our adversaries have got these kind of aeroplanes and more than these, or at least equivalent, and they're supplied to Pakistan also. So I think in that context, if I have to see the delay in AMCA, I think these two aeroplanes are flying in Bangalore is quite exciting. Because last time F-35 came to Bangalore in last Aero India, that is the 14th edition of Aero India, they displayed that there was a flying display at F-35. And now these two competitors are face to face. And I think they have come with a purpose, showcase what exactly the platform capability and alongside what weapons and all they can carry and offer to us. So I think it's a combination not only of the platform, but I'm sure that there are other stalls that they would set up both from Russia and US. I think they will display quite a few weapons related to these two aircraft and other systems, EW system that these aeroplanes can offer to us along with the platform itself.
We have discussed how 5-day Air India starts at Bangalore tomorrow. There will be so many companies out there. India has a focus of self-reliance and has allocated the budget of 1.80 lakh crores towards capital, out of which 1.11 lakh crores will go towards only domestic companies. The focus of Air India is also domestic and Atmanirbharta, as designed by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Thank you for talking to us, Nanotka sir.
Thank you very much, Ajay.
You were listening to a discussion on government's efforts to achieve Atmanirbharta in the defense sector. The participants were Air Vice Marshal S.J. Nanotkar, defense analyst, and Ajay Banerjee, journalist. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.